Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to I2I, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started today, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel and turning on that notification bell so you don't miss any of our content.
And if you like this channel, we ask to support it by joining the Powerline, which is our channel membership program. You can find links to that in the description, but also above in the video right now. This is Disney Through Our Eyes, the somewhat weekly podcast, audio and video, where we just sit down and we talk about what's in our minds.
What's on our minds stuff. About Disney?
Disney things, Star Wars, Marvel, all that good stuff. We're going to do things a little bit differently with this episode. Instead of just previewing what we're going to talk about, because we'll get into that in just a second, let's get warmed up, because usually we like to talk and debate and just things. I'm going to throw things out to you, just and you go with it, and we'll just take a minute just to get our jaws warmed up, our minds warmed up, our arguing.
I mean, don't actually
up.
Hit me, but
that would be wrong on camera to
yeah.
do that.
Or general.
I was general
say, not
full statement there.
On camera, like that would be wrong.
I'm digging a hole for myself at this
What's
point.
What's the question?
Oh, who is gonna be better at digging a hole? Donald or Goofy?
Goofy!
Why?
Because his legs are longer, his arms are longer. Donald wouldn't even be able to hold. We didn't even have arms! Like, what would he even be able to hold a shovel with?
It who doesn't
be like,
have arms?
It would be like T-Rex. You know how his arms are so super small?
No. Have you seen Donald?
Yes.
Donald
Where
has regular
is Donald?
Arms.
Listen, Where
listen,
is
look
Donald
at me.
In this
look
room?
At me. Look at me right here. Look at me. Donald has arms. They don't have wings like traditional. This is a different type of duck. He's
I'm just
duck
saying,
without wings.
How do you not? Also, Donald is your favorite character. Where is a Donald in this room?
He's somewhere in there. He's
oh, okay,
I got a, wait, I got a shirt I wear
look,
of him.
His arms are real small. But, so, and his legs are really short. So the leverage is not going to be there to be able to bend down and lift up the you know, the stuff where he's burying the bodies of his enemies.
That took a really, really dark turn. So my topic, I'm actually changing on the fly because Jessica inspired me to talk about this. How, you know, I love to talk about like relevant stuff. Like when I say, not that your topics aren't relevant.
That's what
but
I heard.
Newsworthy
Jessica,
stuff.
Jessica, you suck.
No, just think of it this way. You're the fun person. I'm the person who likes to talk about like the stuff that's being usually in the news right now.
Right,
like,
right.
So what just came out and just premiered for Disney?
Genie.
The Genie system. Which
I thought that was your topic anyway. Like, I can't believe that wasn't your topic.
The topic I was going to talk about would be for another time. So you have to come back.
Because Genie was almost my topic, but then I was like, no, Kyle's going
to
pick that.
I have a topic I've been wanting to talk about, but it's not as time relevant.
Let's
talk about Genie. So
first of all, can we acknowledge that it's called Genie?
You don't like it?
No, I love it. I think of Robin Williams.
Yes.
And I love him.
You are a big fan of Robin Williams.
I am such a big fan. I accidentally, like, maybe went through a list today of all his movies, and I kind of want to watch them all now.
I will say that I'm a Robin Williams fan, but not to the fact that I go through a list of his movies.
Things happened.
He's a great actor. All, you know, obviously, rest in peace, all that kind of stuff. You know, just,
right, right.
The Genie thing is perfect because it just kind of fits in the whole, like, this is your magic wish thing to the whole Walt Disney World out there.
Yep.
And it's going to be across Disneyland and Disney World, I believe.
Oh.
I think so. And like, it's now, I think that's the thing why they're doing this too, not the only thing, is because you used to go to Disneyland and get something called the Max Pass, I believe it was called. And it was like, you had to pay for it. I'm probably butchering all this, but I do know that it was a little different. Now it makes it a little bit more of a cohesive thing across the United States.
I agree with that.
And you can get, like, it just, people who come visit to Disneyland from other side of the country are going to be maybe more used to that. So now it's not as different. It's more familiar. Same thing over here. There's just more cohesion within the company. Now, the concept, and I want to see how you feel about it, the concept of paying for Fast Passes. Let's think about this. Fast Passes, first of all, didn't used to exist. Lines got out of control. Their solution was paper fast passes, which used to be fun because people rushed to the fast pass line and, you know, got their little paper little passes. I still got some I've saved.
Do you really?
Yeah, way back. They're like in my little box of things that you'll never see down here. But They had that. Concerned. They switched to the whole, you know, you can do it online thing.
Yeah.
And you can only get a certain amount within a tier thing per day. Yep, but yep. Then you could rotate. Or they changed it to you could get more if you went through them in a certain time.
Okay.
You can go to a different park and all. They've made adjustments is the whole point here. Now we're here. It's been a free service this entire time. Before we talk about price, your thoughts on paying for Fast Passes.
Reminds me a lot of Six Flags. And, you know, you have to pay for Flash Pass at Six Flags. So, I don't want to be a naysayer because Kyle isn't usually that person.
No, but whoa. I've been
Kyle does not like change.
Yes, that is true. But I'm a Pollyanna type of naysayer.
So,
if that's a thing.
I believe in the Disney company.
Right.
And I believe that they have thought this out. I'm sure they have. I'm just questioning, would they have made this decision had the pandemic not happened and had they not lost all that money?
I think so, because...
You think they would have still made this?
I think it maybe pushed it further to being, you know, a thing, like meaning quicker. But I think this would have happened regardless.
Which is sad to me.
Is it though? I mean, they're a business. Their job is to make money shareholders and for themselves.
Again, totally get that, but I feel like we've upped our prices every single year.
Yeah.
And we all expect, us that go to Disney every year, that are not annual pass holders, or even if you are, we all expect the prices to go up a little bit every year.
Right.
But it feels like we've gone up astronomically, and now you're telling me that if I don't want to waste my entire day standing in a line that forms all the way back at the castle for president's, you know, Hall of Presidents crap, I'm going to need to buy this genie lamp thing.
It's just, you buy it, it's on your phone. It's like on your little app that you
have. So, automatically, I'm already just annoyed with it, which is not unlike me. So, tell me how much it is. And wait. Is it per day or per?
Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, because remember I changed my topic at the last second. So, if I'm misquoting, please, you guys can correct me. Just know I'm kind of going in this a little bit blind. I believe it's $15 per day per person.
Okay.
So, like, I think, for instance, let's say this. I don't know if this is how this works, but you could buy it for the Magic Kingdom. Probably worth it, right?
Definitely.
Epcot, you could choose not to and just wait in the lines.
I
would argue in a couple of years, you might want it with Rock and Roller Coaster, Ratatouille. Rock and Roller Coaster. Basically, it is the Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster.
Okay, that's what I was like, hold up.
You've got Ratatouille back there now. You've got Mission Space. You've got Test Track.
Yeah, but not now.
But when that comes, and what else is going to come that's going to be a little bit more of a line that may be worth it eventually?
So, I don't know. For me right now, not seeing how it's worked yet.
Hollywood Studios, it's worth it too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But it's another price gouging technique because everybody's going to buy it because they're all going to think like us and be like, well, $15 is not that bad.
Right.
You know, so then we're back in the exact same spot that we were in with Fast Passes of everybody has it. So yeah, it's still a little bit faster if you do it right, but.
Here's the thing though. They would not be doing this if they didn't think A, it would work. And B, they
or the people would do it.
Exactly.
We're all suckers.
So we're the problem.
That's my point. We're 100% the problem. That's why all their food is really
expensive.
High priced.
Yep.
Because we're all like,
we're
starving.
You're trapped there. It's kind
of exactly. What I'm not going to pack a peanut butter and jelly in my backpack, unlike my wonderful aunt and uncle.
We know some people that do. Other people as well.
Aunts and uncles who are wonderful and save lots of money, but we are just not those people.
Because being there and partaking of the food is usually part of the experience for us. Like, of course, Dole Whips, you know, Mickey pretzels, ice cream sandwich bar, Mickey ice cream bar is your ice cream thing, you know, corn dogs.
Sci-fi diner.
Pot roast mac and cheese. Pour one out.
Why did you say that?
Pour one out.
But anyway, my point is, so we all pay high prices for that. Like, where basically it's like Chick-fil-A food and I can get it for $6 outside of the park.
Whoa, let's not get crazy.
I'm just teasing, I'm teasing. That was it.
You got me fired up.
No. Anyway, I just feel like we're all going to pay it. So why even be upset about it? Because we're all just going to be like, this sucks, but here's my credit card.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't like paying. I think, honestly, the price was a little lower than I thought it was going to be.
$15. Yeah.
If I have it right, $15 per day per
50.
Person. I thought we were going to be sitting somewhere in the range of 50. because there's some places where that value is really good.
Like, so would you do it if it was, if it added $100 for the two of us?
For every day? I don't know. The places where I consider it is Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom.
It's like $200 extra.
I'd kind of consider it for Animal Kingdom. The difference is because the marquee ride that I... Everest, the marquee ride, moves pretty fast, and you can get on single rider.
That is life-changing.
Flight of Passage, if you just do it right, get there in the morning, you can probably hit it at the end of the day, too, if you're willing to wait long at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So you can at least get two rides out of that, which to me is worth it. It's a good day. You know, Epcot, same thing. You can probably hit Test Track or Soarin'. You can probably now hit Soarin' several times in the day, the way they have three. So Test Track is really, or Frozen, you know, so if you're a kid, you probably want Frozen.
Yeah, and Frozen is just not worth the wait to me.
I actually like it a lot, I'll be honest with you.
I like it. It's not worth a long wait, though.
I think it is, because for me, it's more nostalgia, because I can see, when I ride through it, I'm imagining the old ride with it, you know, just with Frozen over the top of it, because it's the same track. It's the same boat ride and all that kind of stuff. All right, so Genie, $15 per day. I'm not willing to say yet if it's worth it or not. I'd have to kind of see how it works.
Yeah.
Luckily, we probably will get to wait some time before we actually get to see it or use it ourselves. It just, I miss the days of paper fast passes and the madness of running two of those lines.
Nobody misses those days. Grandpa.
Just imagine the sheer joy of a family of five running to this little thing, and your dad runs in there and starts grabbing the cards and puts them all in, because you had to put your little Key of the World card in there. And then comes out, and he goes, I got it! And everybody's like, yeah, we got it. Now what are we going to do? Go wait in the line for 2 hours. But, you know, that's just...
I'm glad you have those nostalgic feelings. I don't.
It's something that I value.
Well,
something that
our
kids will
have Genie.
Well, no, they'll probably have something much different and much more expensive.
Jafar. Okay, Kyle. So, final week in my little series that I created in my mind.
Why is it going to be final?
Because I don't want to do all the parks. I just want to do what I want to do, because this is my show.
Hold on.
And I'm not a completist. I am a...
You have left Epcot out of the first part of this series that you did with what's worth not waiting. Then you've also left out
Epcot. What's not worth the wait.
Yes, but you're leaving out Epcot again, because, yes, we're talking about the Magic Kingdom, the only one that she...
Right, because... So listen to me. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Epcot doesn't have very many rides, so if I have to pick three for each option, there's just not... So, okay. So today's topic is...
You were explaining something and you just said, I'm done. Just moving on. I think she realized that she did not have a good point.
Have a good point. I said there's not enough rides for me to be able to pick six.
It's attractions. Attractions, not rides.
So, my topic! My choice! So, my topic is, what is worth an hour wait in Magic Kingdom?
All of it. Every bit of it.
This one was really hard for me, because here's why. Magic Kingdom has a lot of rides and attractions. We can agree with that.
Yep.
And Kyle has perfected the art of doing things in a certain sequence and just going with the flow, and wherever
the wind takes us. It's all about setting yourself up for success the rest of the
morning.
Day. If you do it right in the morning, it's done. You got it all, like, you got it covered. All like 40 something attractions, you can get them done.
Exactly. So that's my point, is we do Magic Kingdom really well because of Kyle, not because of me, because I would screw that up. But because of that, I never wait an hour for rides. Like, you just manage it really well. Now, the new Disney Genie may change that, but
that's just fair.
Previously with, you know, park hopping and FastPass, we were able to cheat the system a little bit. So anyway, what I would wait an hour for, let's start off with the big one.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Splash Mountain. That's my favorite ride at Magic Kingdom. It's my...
Really? Yep. I thought you hated getting wet.
It's not my favorite.
You just said it was your favorite, though.
Getting wet is not my favorite.
But the ride is
my favorite, which is why I normally wear a poncho. But in the heat of summer, in July or August, it is worth it. I just don't like riding it in, like, December.
If you ever need to find Jessica...
I'm the girl in the poncho.
At Disney World. She is the only one wearing a poncho when the sun is out. Look, I'm to the camera, to all of you watching and listening right now, I get that I'm the most embarrassing one out of this most of the time.
90%.
No, this one, I have never been more embarrassed of her.
Listen.
When you were in Epcot with the blazing hot, not a cloud in the sky, Florida sun was down upon us, and you were in a bright yellow poncho with Mickey plastered all over.
Why? I've already said why. To dry it out so it didn't mildew in our backpack. I was the only genius in the park. All these other idiots have this wet, soppy poncho just wadded up in the bottom of their backpacks with their food and their snacks and their jackets. No, mine was perfectly dry after 30 minutes of wearing it in the sun. So y'all can judge me all you want.
Oh, I'm judging.
That's the most minor thing to judge me for. I have a lot more things that are embarrassing than that, but... Go ahead, judge away.
Could you name a few of those embarrassing things for us?
Oh, falling down the stairs and breaking my butt bone. Wow. That's number one.
I wasn't going there, but she did.
That's a true story.
Actually, a true story. Probably our most glorious day as a couple ever.
Yeah.
We don't have time to talk about that.
Yeah.
All right, back to your topic. I'm sorry, I derailed us.
Splash Mountain. I would definitely wait an hour for that ride.
Yeah.
Number two.
It's worth the wait because of the experience, but because you also get cool if it's usually hot in Florida.
Yes.
Well,
it's thrilling. It's a long ride too.
Yep.
Long ride. Like that's hard to say, but
long. Ooh.
See? So it's worth the wait. Like it's not just over in 20 seconds. It's worth it.
Right.
But the second ride's probably gonna surprise you. And I don't know why. I think because this is a ride that we typically wait a long time for anyway. Not typically an hour, but usually like 35 to 50 minutes.
Sure.
Pirates.
Yeah.
It's not thrilling, but I just really enjoy that ride. I love the music, obviously. It's just relaxing. It is a longer ride, too.
I wouldn't call it relaxing, but I get what, you know why that
relaxing.
Is? Cannonballs firing everywhere.
I've been on this ride enough times. I could probably walk you through the whole scene of it anyway. So I'm not concerned about fire or cannonballs, and there's cats in it, so I'm obviously gonna love it.
And now we know the formula for success. If it's got cats in it, you're good.
Yeah.
So Disney, that's how you fix this for Jessica every single time.
Cats
in it, just put it in.
If they could make an Aristocats ride, oh my freaking
gosh. You know there's
Arista
Crepes, which is a crepe store bait, and it's got the theming of Aristocats and Disney Springs, right? I've just changed her world.
When are we going? When did it open?
It's been open for a while.
Why have you not taken me? What is wrong with you? You don't love me!
I don't, apparently.
We are going!
Apparently
we are. And we gotta go to that, what is it, Gideon's Bake Shop?
Oh, the cookie thing, yeah.
Anyway, okay. What
How did we get on food with this?
Because you talked about Aristocats, and apparently there's Aristocrapes. But listen.
Okay.
Back to Pirates.
It's a good ride. It's like the Walt Disney quintessential ride, where they put all the time and effort into it with the animatronics, the story. And I think, I'll be honest with you, like, when I'm in the line,
it sucks.
It's one of the worst lines ever.
It was
But
literally.
I always get off the ride, and I'm happy.
Yep, me too. The queue line is trash. Absolute garbage. Like, they didn't think about it at all. They thought it was going to be like, oh, nobody's going to want to be in this ride. They also need to update it, because it kind of reminds me of the queue line of Frozen in Epcot, where it's just like a big room, but Frozen has like stuff on the walls and things to do in the middle and just all these interactive things. Pirates, nothing. It is just freaking concrete. It's a waste. They could do so much better.
So now you're saying it's not worth the wait.
No. I'm saying the queue line sucks. The ride is 100% worth an hour wait.
Got you. But it's
just
all
bring snacks and water.
But it's all part of the experience. The queue line is supposed to be part of the experience. And I agree, they could do a little bit better with it. But hey, you know, beggars can't be choosers sometimes.
Speaking of queue lines, and I picked this last one because of the queue line.
Sure.
It was definitely a toss-up between two different rides. So I picked it based on the queue line because I don't mind waiting in this queue.
I'm suspicious. What are you leaving here?
Seven Dwarfs.
Okay, yeah.
So that's it. The ride is pretty short, which is kind of why I was vacillating between that
short but thrilling.
Yes, and Thunder Mountain. So kind of, because they're kind of one and the same to me, really. The rides are very similar. I do like that the buckets kind of swing back. I really, really like that, but the queue line. So once you get actually into the queue line, like not on, you know, the Main Street part where you're like in the street.
Yeah.
But once you're actually in the ride with all the jewels and the interactive water and all those things, I think it's fun. The line tends to go quicker than Thunder Mountain to me.
Yeah.
It feels like it's a little more fast-paced.
I think you picked good ones. And I agree with, I like that you did the pirates and the Seven Dwarves contrast, because it's the opposite.
Yep.
The queue line's better in one,
yep.
The ride's actually better in the other one. So I agree with that.
I know why you're mad.
We're going to talk about, not why I'm mad, but we're just going to talk about it because it's real, just even though you won't put it in there. Space Mountain is
I think
always,
Space Mountain's on this shirt.
Always worth the wait. I don't think
no,
it is.
Not.
No, it's not. I think it's always worth the wait. Here's why. Queue line experience. It's old, but it fits. Like, it's just supposed to, it fits what Tomorrowland is right now.
I hate that ride so much.
And it builds on itself, because you go into this little starport kind of thing, you go down these steps, and all of a sudden you're in this long tunnel that feels like you're going up into space all of a sudden.
Oh, does it?
And then you kind of wind through these dark corridors. There's a couple games that you can play sometimes if they haven't taken those away yet. Probably have with COVID and everything like that. But then you come into this grand room and you realize the scope of this ride, that they have to have two tracks, two lines to form us.
The music in there is kind of
it
cool.
Is, and I will grant you, it is miserable if it is full in there, even if it's just one track, just weaving back and forth, because there's no change in that. But it's just like the anticipation builds to getting on the best ride at Walt Disney World.
I hate that ride.
Space Mountain is always worth the wait.
So
2 hours.
I could hear it for people that, I don't even know how to speak this, because y'all Space Mountain people are really vicious, but here's the
vicious?
Thing, because y'all always get mad at me that I hate it.
Yes.
The only reason I hate it is because I feel like I'm going to be paralyzed or decapitated on that ride every single time. If I could like sit up and be in a harness, or like lay down and be in a harness, I don't know. The way that, you know, I've got a long torso and you do too. That's why I'm confused as to why this works for you. I can't figure out how to like lock my body into place and not just be like,
one more time. I need that one more time. I gotta have it, please.
You know, like, I just feel like every time we take a turn, my neck goes this way and the ride goes that way, and I'm like, well, there goes that vertebrae. You know, I just feel like it's just terrible experience. I always come off with neck pain. It's not thrilling at all, because I'm just trying not to die. And so then one time Kyle was like, just squish yourself down in the seat.
Yes, so that's how it happened.
I squished myself as much as I could, and then I couldn't get out of the ride. And I was like, Kyle, you've got to come
help
me.
But you were safe.
I wasn't. My neck was still just as painful. The only time I enjoyed this ride was when it was light. All the lights were on for some reason, and I could see the track and like pinpoint it. So kind of like Aerosmith, Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
You know, on that one, you can't see anything, but your neck is in a harness.
You're also doing a double helix loop, or not helix,
but
a double
I'm saying
loop.
You're in a neck harness, so my neck is not like, oh, you're going to die.
But you're not looping, and so you don't need that.
Yes, you do!
No, you do not.
You do. But anyway, that's why it's not worth the wait for me, because I just feel like I'm going to be paralyzed.
Again,
and that's not a good feeling.
Again, my feelings are hurt. That's all our topics for this week. So now we want to know what's on your mind in relation to what we've talked about today. For me, I want to know what you think about the Genie program, I guess is what you'll call it. FastPass, pay more money to spend system. A little early to make judgments on that, but what do you think? Let me know down in the comments section below.
And I want to know what rides at Magic Kingdom are definitely worth an hour wait for you.
And if you want to check out more in this series that we have called Disney Through Our Eyes, you can find a link in the description for a playlist with all our episodes we've had thus far. And don't forget, it's also available in podcast form if you'd rather just do it that way. That's it for this edition on I2I. But until we assemble again,
may the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye, guys.